can a person who was dead and whom we raised to life and gave the light to walk with among people be like the one who is in the depths of darkness from which he can never come out? Since they treat both of them alike, the actions of the unbelievers are made lucrative to them. And that is why in every town we have placed the criminals as their ringleaders to plot therein. They plot against none but their own souls, though they do not perceive it. Whenever there comes to them a sign, they say, "We shall not believe until we are given directly that which is given to the Rasuls of Allah." Allah knows best to whom he should give his message. Soon these criminals will be overtaken by humiliation and by a severe punishment from Allah for their evil plots. Whomsoever Allah wills to guide, he opens his chest to Islam, and whomever he intends to confound, he makes his chest narrow and squeezes so tight that at the very idea of Islam he feels as if his soul is going to climb up towards the sky. That is how Allah places a blight on those who do not believe. Whereas in fact this way, al-Islam, is the right way of your Rabb, and we have spelled out our revelations very clearly for the people who use their common sense. For them, there will be a home of peace with their Rabb. He will be their protector because of their good deeds. On the day when he will assemble them all together, Allah will address the jinns, "O assembly of jinns, you seduced mankind in great numbers." And their votaries from among mankind will say, "Our Rabb, we have both enjoyed each other's fellowship, but alas, now we have reached the end of our term which you had desired for us." Then Allah will say, "Now hellfire is your dwelling place. You will live therein forever unless Allah ordains otherwise. Surely your Rabb is wise and knowledgeable." That is how in the hereafter we will make wrongdoers the comrades of one another on account of what they have earned during their life on earth with evil friendship.